Governor Newsom has called another special session today to discuss gas prices and a potential penalty for oil companies whose profits get too high.
For more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by UC Berkeley professor and energy economist, Dr. Severin Bornstein. Thanks for joining us to discuss this. Historically, windfall profits tax have been much discussed and seldom implemented. What are your
thoughts? Yeah, that's right. We had a windfall profit tax on oil companies at the national level back in the 1980s, and it was pretty problematic to define what a windfall profit is and to do all the accounting to figure it out, while at the same time not wanting to discourage production of the product. And we face a lot of the same challenges here. And that may be part of why the administration has changed their rhetoric, at least, to call this a price gouging penalty. We haven't seen any details of the proposal, so we don't know what the difference is or if there is a difference between that and a windfall profit tax.
So what do you expect the outcome of today's session to be?
Well, from what I have been told, the outcome of today's session won't be anything. They will simply swear in the new legislators, declare the special session, and then go home and spend December negotiating with the governor's office and among the legislators over what sort of legislation is potentially passable, and of some of these legal requirements, whether it would require a two-thirds vote of the legislature. The part of this that I am excited about is I've been told that there's going to also be a movement to actually create a body that can really dig into why we are seeing such high gas prices, what I've called the mystery gasoline surcharge in California, and figure out what it is in the industry that has really changed since 2015, when our prices were pretty much in line with the rest of the country once you adjusted for the taxes and environmental fees. Since then, we've been paying an extra 30 or 40 cents a gallon, and in total, that's amounted to more than $40 billion that California drivers have paid that we don't have an explanation for.
All right, Dr. Severin Bornstein, thank you very much for your insights.